pal, Sully.
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man who's so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step to solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's the Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
640 WGST. That's the radio station that you're listening to, the Sully Show. We're on each weekday between noon and 2. Every Friday at this time, a little bit after 1 o'clock, we have the pleasure of talking with Rick Limpert, who is a man who loves tennis, he loves travel, he loves to wear his Crocs, and we love to talk technology with him. Rick, are you sure you would not like to throw your hat in the ring to run for president? Because if you do, you'll get another segment here on WGST.
One segment is enough, Sully, with you. I don't want to wear out my welcome. I'm having too much fun. I'm having too much fun watching all the other people that are throwing their hat into the ring. So I'm gonna sit this one out.
I mean, all you have to do is just message us on Facebook and say I'm running for president, and we'll give you 10 minutes.
That's very dangerous. I think we'll stick to technology because there's enough going on just in that universe.
Yes, well, in addition to your enthusiasm for Crocs, travel, and tennis, you are also an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. Join us every week a little bit after 1 o'clock and follow Rick on Twitter. Of course, his handle is Rick Roswell. Rick, Big Apple event in San Francisco earlier this week. How much is that new iPhone going to cost us?
Well, it's going to cost you a different amount. Now they have an Apple kind of rental plan they've set up with it. I don't know if that's the way to go or not. There's still a lot of unanswered questions. I think if you're going to get a new Apple iPhone here, you're going to pay dearly for it here coming out of the gate. But about 2 weeks, you'll be able to hold that in your hand, and there'll be a lot of people excited to have the new iPhones, and hopefully I'll be able to bring one in and show you, Sully.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about some tailgating technology as the football season is set to kick off. Already some controversy. I guess a Steelers coach, the NFL's looking into whether or not he assaulted a Patriots fan up there at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Did you catch any of the ball game last night?
Yeah, I did watch some of the ball game. That was kind of a wild game, a wild night up there. The Steelers' headphones weren't working. They're screaming kind of a conspiracy theory with the Patriots. The Patriots don't have the best of track records when it comes to certain things. So, the NFL, a big user of technology, and they couldn't get it to work there at Gillette Stadium last night.
Well, I'm sure there will be lots of people grilling out in the coming weeks in advance of these kickoffs. The Falcons have an early start on Monday evening. They'll do the two Monday night games as they typically do at the beginning of the season. Falcons and Eagles will kick off the Georgia Dome a little bit after 7 o'clock on Monday night, and there will certainly be some people outside grilling out. Tell us a little bit about this Backyard 2 burner grill available at Walmart.
Yeah, nothing gets people going more than football and then the tailgating. I love this Backyard grill available at Walmart. A lot of people are lugging big grills around to their tailgate. This is one that will actually fit in like the trunk of a hatchback or a regular car or a small SUV. So it's small, but still all the features of a two-burner gas grill. A lot of space for all sorts of different food on there, and lights very quickly. I'm pretty impressed. And the best thing about this grill, so it's about $89, $90 at Walmart. So you don't have to break the bank to get a good tailgating grill anymore.
Heck, you can get a grill for less than the price of an NFL ticket.
And less than the price of some ground beef these days. You checked out the meat prices lately, but yeah, I love this grill. Used it last weekend and tested it out, and it meets all the Rick Limpert specifications for a good tailgate.
Excellent. Well, another thing that we can do is do a little barbecue as well. Tell us about this barbecue dragon. Good price point on this, too.
Yeah, a lot of people still love the charcoal grill. So you look like you might be one of the fans of a charcoal grill still. But the problem is getting the grill lighted and going quick enough. This barbecue dragon kind of serves as a fan, so as you're lighting it, it gets the temperature up quicker. and gets the flame going a little better on the charcoal grills, which are a little slower to cook than a regular gas grill. But I can't beat the taste of the food that comes off those charcoal grills, though.
Yes, absolutely. I am a Kingsford guy myself. You're absolutely right about me. I don't know what about me gives off that I like charcoal, but I do like charcoal. I'll take it.
What? You're a traditionalist, so I know there's certain things that you like, and you know that you do like technology, but I can tell that you're a man of traditions as well. And the charcoal grill really harkens back to the old days of tailgating up, you know, in the frozen temperatures, and people were warming their hands with the charcoal grills and making good food. So nothing wrong with that.
And of course, tailgating involves a lot of other things other than cooking. It's also entertainment and games, people bringing out their TVs and such. Cornhole is, of course, a big part of tailgating. Really fun game, fun to do at the NFL games, fun to do, of course, at the college games. Tell us about this little digital cornhole scoreboard.
Yeah, with cornhole, a lot of cornhole supply websites have sprouted up, and also some people online. So you kind of Google digital cornhole games, and people have set up their own digital scoreboards. They've really tricked out these cornhole games with their favorite teams or maybe rivalries, and they're fun to look at, and these scoreboards work great, and the cornhole games look fantastic.
All right, I see a lot of negative stuff out there about Dish Network, but tell us about the Dish Network Tailgater.
Yep, I like this. A lot of negative things out about all the cable and satellite providers, though. Some of it true, some of it not so true. Dish Network, they have a tailgating package also for people with RVs, but for $350, you get your own little satellite and then just a small little add-on fee to your Dish Network subscription to get a little satellite dish out for your tailgate. Watch the other games, watch the pre-games, you know, when they go into the stadium. And, you know, people like using more than just the rabbit ears out there for their tailgates. They haul their HD TVs out, so why not watch some of the big games and get all the programming with the Dish offers?
Oh, it is most definitely a competition at some stadiums. People really want to show off and show up with as much technology and good food as they possibly can. So that's definitely an item that you're going to see out there. How about this Realtree 4050 inverter?
Yeah, with those people that like to show off, Sully, I know you're not one of those, but they bring out different types of, I guess you'd call them battery chargers or converters. So this will convert the 12-volt DC power from your vehicle into a nice little 450-watt charger that'll keep all your things going, your TVs, anything else you want to plug into it, charge all your gadgets. It's from Realtree. It's at Bass Pro Shops. And they come in different sizes, and I love these because you got to stay connected while you're at your tailgate.
Yeah, and 3 out of 5 people who attend a college football game do leave their charger at home and often need to recharge their phone. So you can be a hero if you have one of these things and charge up everybody's phone for them.
Are you speaking from experience there, Sully? You're just talking about my wife.
Never. I have 2 chargers with me. I like carry as many chargers as I do guns, Rick.
Oh my gosh! I'm not going to ask to see either. I'll trust you on that. And but if you ever do need another charger, so I think I've given you a charger in the past. I go through those like some people change underwear. So you can never have too much power when you're out of your tailgate or just out in general. I always keep a backup battery in my backpack in case I need it, and that's good advice for anybody.
Absolutely. Follow Rick on Twitter, the handle for him, of course, Rick Roswell. Want to learn more about what Rick does? RickLimpert.info, the website. Rick, I hope that you have a great weekend. Happy kickoff to the NFL season. Hope you enjoy all the games on Sunday.
Yep, I'll be at the first Kennesaw State game tomorrow in Kennesaw, and I'll check out some of the tailgating there, Sully, and report back to you.
Brian Giffen on the play-by-play up there for the Owls. We're real happy that he's at the controls up there. He's a good guy.
First home game ever. That's going to be exciting tomorrow. It's kind of a milestone. Not too many teams are playing their first ever home game anymore in major football. So this is a pretty rare occurrence. I'm looking forward to rooting on the Owls.
All right, good stuff. Thanks again, Rick.
Thanks, all. Talk to you next week.
All right, take care. Talk Radio 640 WGST. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Even if you just had us on as background noise, please, now, move your ears as close as you possibly can to the speaker while still keeping 2 hands on the wheel and listen very intently to Let's Get Cooking with Paula Deen.